Many people believe that everyone who prays is a good man, is a believer. The Holy Quran says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ, so woe to them who pray. What does it mean? It means that the people who pray can be divided in two categories, the believers and the hypocrites. Indeed, the prayer of the believers is much different from the prayer of the hypocrites. In these verses, the Holy Quran would like to describe the prayer of the hypocrites. That's why I say, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ, so woe to them who pray. This means that so woe to the hypocrites who pray. The Almighty says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُسَلِّينَ, so woe to them who pray. Which مُسَلِّينَ? الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ, those who are heedless of their prayers. There are some narrations explaining the matter. The first is محمد بن يعقوب عن محمد بن يحيى عن أحمد بن محمد عن الحسين عن محمد بن الفضيل قال سألت العبد الصالح عليه السلام عن قول الله عز وجل الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون قال هو التجيع. I asked العبد الصالح, the seventh Imam عليه السلام, about the words of Allah, Mighty and Majestic, those who are heedless of their prayers. He عليه السلام said, it is the wasting of the salat, the prayer. The second narration is في كتاب الخصال فيما علم عمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام أصحابه من الأربعمائة باب مما يصلح للمسلم في دينه ودنياه. ليس عمل أحب إلى الله عز وجل من الصلاة فلا يشغلنكم عن أوقاتها شيء من أمور الدنيا فإن الله عز وجل ذم أقواما فقال الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون يعني أنهم غافلون استحانوا بأوقاتها. It has been narrated from Abi Ja'far, having said, my father narrated to me from his forefathers, from Amir al-Mu'minin, alayhi wa alayhim alafu tahiyyati wa sana, having said, there is no deed more beloved to Allah Mighty and Majestic than the Salat, the prayer. So do not let anything from the efforts of the worldly preoccupy you from its prescribed times. For Allah Mighty and Majestic has condemned people, those who are heedless of their prayers, meaning they are oblivious, underestimating its prescribed timings. At-Tabarsi روى العياشي بالإسناد عن يونس بن عمار عن أبي عبد الله عليه السلام قال سألته عن قوله الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون أهي وسوسة الشيطان؟ فقال لا كل أحد يصيبه هذا ولكن أن يقفلها ويدع أن يسليها في أول وقتها. It has been narrated from Abi Abdullah alayhi salam, I asked him about his words, those who are heedless of their prayers. Is it the whispering of the Satan? So he alayhi salam said, no, everyone gets affected by this. But if you overlook it, return and pray its salat prayer in its first exact time. وعن أبي أسامة زيد الشحام قال سألت أبا عبد الله عليه السلام عن قول الله عز وجل الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون قال هو الترك لها والتواني عنها. I asked أبي عبد الله عليه السلام about the words of Allah Mighty and Majestic, those who are heedless of their prayers. He عليه السلام said, it is the leaving of it and is slackening from it. Here another critical symptom of hypocrisy is described. الَّذِينَ هُمْ يُرَاءُونَ, those who show off. في تفسير مجمع البيان وقيل يريد المنافقين الذين لا يرجون ثوابا إن سلوا ولا يخافون عليها عقابا إن تركوا فهم عنها غافلون حتى يذهب وقتها فإذا كانوا مع المؤمنين سلوها رياء وإذا لم يكونوا معهم لم يصلوا وهو قوله الذين هم يراءون عن مولانا علي عليه السلام وابن عباس. And it is said that the hypocrites are the ones who did not hope for the rewards if they were to pray, and did not fear over its punishment if they were to leave it. So they were oblivious from it until its prescribed time had passed. So whenever they were with the mu'minin, they would pray salat to show off, and if they were not with them, they would not pray salat. And these are his words, those who show off, from Mawlana Amirul Mu'minin Ali alayhi salam and Ibn Abbas. In another narration from Al-Kafi, we read, عِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَصْحَابِنَا عَنْ سَحْلِ بْنِ زِيَادٍ عَنْ جَأْفَرِ بْنِ مُحَمَّدٍ الْعَشْعَرِي عَنْ إِبْنِ الْقَدَّاحِ عَنْ عَبِي عَبْدِ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ أَنَّهُ قَالَ لِعَبَّادِ بْنِ كَثِيرٍ الْبَصْرِي فِي الْمَسْجِدِ وَيْلَكَ يَا عَبَّادِ إِيَّاكَ وَالرِّيَاعِ فَإِنَّهُ مَنْ عَمِلَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ وَكَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَى مَنْ عَمِلَ لَهُ. It has been narrated from Abi Abdullah alayhi salam having said to Abbad ibn Kathir in al-Basri in the masjid, Woe be unto you, Abbad! Beware of the show off, for it is from the deeds done for other than Allah. Allah Azza wa Jal will allocate him to the one he worked for. There's another narration in the same reference. علي بن إبراهيم عن أبيه عن ابن أبي عمير عن عبد المغراء عن يزيد بن خليفة قال قال أبو عبد الله عليه السلام كل رياء شرك إنه من عمل للناس كان ثوابه على الناس ومن عمل لله كان ثوابه على الله. Abi Abdullah alayhi salam said to show off his shirk, associate someone something with Allah Azza wa Jal. The one who does a deed for the people, his reward would be upon the people, and the one who does a deed for Allah Azza wa Jal, his reward would be upon Allah Azza wa Jal. There's another narration in the same reference. وبإسناده قال قال أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام ثلاث علامات للمراعي ينشط إذا رأى الناس ويكسل إذا كان وحده ويحب أن يحمد في جميع أموره. أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام said there are three signs for the man who boastfully displays his worship. He is active when he sees the people around him. He is lazy when he is alone, and he loves to be praised in the entirety of his efforts. Then we have another critical symptom of hypocrisy, وَيَمْنَعُونَ الْمَعُونَ, that's to say, but deny aid. There's a narration explaining the verse. علي بن إبراهيم عن أبيه عن الحسين بن سعيد عن فضالة بن أيوب عن عبد المغراء عن أبي بشير قال كنا عند أبي عبد الله عليه السلام ومعنا بعض الأنذال فذكروا الزكاة فقال أبو عبد الله عليه السلام إن الزكاة ليس يحمد بها صاحبها وإنما هو شيء ظاهر إنما حقن الله بها دمه وسمي بها مسلما ولو لم يردها لم تقبل له صلاة وإن عليكم في أموالكم غير الزكاة فقلت أسلحك الله وما علينا ما في أموالنا غير الزكاة فقال سبحان الله أما تسمع الله عز وجل يقول في كتابه والذين في أموالهم حق معلوم للسائل والمحروم إلى قوله عز وجل ويمنعون الماعون. والقرض يقرضه، والمأروف يصنعه، ومتاع البيت يعيره، ومنه الزكاة. فقلت له: إن لنا جيرانا إذا أأرناهم متاعا كسروه وأفسدوه، فعلينا جناح أن نمنعهم؟ فقال: لا، ليس عليكم جناح أن تمنعوهم إذا كانوا كذلك. We were in the presence of Abi Abdullah alayhi salam, and with us was some wealth, and they mentioned the zakah. So Abi Abdullah alayhi salam said, the zakah is not something whose payer is praised by, and rather it is something which is apparent, but rather his blood is saved by it, and he is named as a Muslim by it, and if were he not to pay it, salat would not be acceptable from him, and that upon you regarding your wealth is other payments than the zakah. So I said, may Allah Azza wa Jal keep you well, and what is imposed upon us regarding our wealth apart from the zakah? So he alayhi salam said, glory be to Allah, have you not heard Allah mighty and majestic saying in his book, and those in whose wealth there is a known right for the beggar and the deprived, up to his words, but deny aid? It is the loan he lends, and the act of kindness which he does, and provisions of the house he gives, and from it is zakah. So I said to him, alayhi salam, we have a neighbor, if we give him any household item, he breaks it and spoils it, so do we have a reason to withhold it from him? He, alayhi salam, said, no, there is not a reason for you to withhold it from him, even if that is what he does. في من لا يحضره الفقيه ونهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أن يمنع أحد الماعون جاره، وقال من منع الماعون جاره منعه الله خيره يوم القيامة ووكله إلى نفسه، ومن وكله إلى نفسه فما أسوأها له. The Holy Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam prohibited all from withholding the necessities of life from his neighbor, and said, the one who withholds the necessities from his neighbor, Allah Azza wa Jal will withhold his good from him on the day of judgment, and he should take the responsibility upon himself for it. For the one who takes the responsibility upon himself would be in a bad condition. Now I would like to attract your kind attention to some merits of this chapter, Suratul Ma'un. Ibn Babawayh bi isnadihi an Amr ibn Sabit an Abi Ja'far alayhi salam qal, من قرأ السورة أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين في فرائضه ونوافله كان في من قبل الله عز وجل صلاته وصيامه ولم يحاسبه بما كان منه في الحياة الدنيا. It has been narrated from Abi Ja'far alayhi salam having said, the one who recites the surah, have you seen the one who belies the religion, al-ma'un, in his obligatory and his optional prayers, he would be the one from whom Allah Azza wa Jal accepted his prayers and his fast, and would not reckon him with what was from him in the life of the world. ومن خواص القرآن روي عن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أنه قال من قرأ هذه السورة غفر الله له ما دامت الزكاة معدات ومن قرأها بعد صلاة الصبح 100 مرة حفظه الله إلى صلاة الصبح. It has been reported from the Holy Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم having said, one who recites this chapter, Allah Azza wa Jal would forgive him as long as zakat is paid, and one who recites it 100 times after the morning prayer would be protected by Allah Azza wa Jal up to the next morning prayer. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم من قرأها بعد عشاء الآخرة غفر الله له وحفظه إلى صلاة الصبح. And the Holy Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, one who recites it after the last Isha prayer, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive his sins for him and protect him up to the morning prayer. وقال الصادق عليه السلام من قرأها بعد صلاة العصر كان في أمان الله وحفظه إلى وقتها في اليوم الثاني. And Mawlana Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salam said, the one who recites it after the Al-Asr prayer would be in the safety of Allah Azza wa Jal and his protection up to its time on the second day.